All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. A little bit after the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's MaxWorldLive.com. We are also on TalkZone.com. And we encourage you to go to our website every once in a while and check out MaxWorldLive.com. It's a pretty neat website, I can take no credit for it. I neither build it, did I come up with the idea. I didn't do anything. Rooster kind of is in charge of that project and has done a great job. One of the things we do on there is when we have guests on the radio program, they're listed under the Tribe button, T-R-I-B-E, because I call them part of my tribe. And usually our guests are repeat guests. They'll be on every 2 or 3 weeks to kind of update, and so you can get to know them. And on that page, the Tribe page, you'll see pictures of them and bios and how to link to them, et cetera, et cetera. So we encourage you to take the time to listen to the radio program any way you can get it, on TalkZone.com or through MaxWorldLive.com. But we also have a lot of other information on the website concerning the show, and we would encourage you to take a look at that. Also, we have a visual aspect to our show. Don't know why we do. It's kind of distracting sometimes, but Rooster seems to like to look at himself, so it works out all right.
Well, Tom Coates and I both like the theater of it all, and we both are very good-looking men. And that's the reason.
Both conceited as hell is what you are.
That's the reason we like to be on there, because we want folks to know that they have both quality voices and quality facial features.
Okay, so they're narcissistic is what they're trying to tell you.
No, we went through that narcissistic list and we found that I am not narcissistic. Everyone has certain little points of narcissism.
Whoa, Kemosabe. We did not find that you were not narcissistic.
Yes, we did. We determined that everyone
with
has...
With Jackie? The show we did with Jackie? I got the DSM right over there if you want to look at it. You're narcissistic. Perhaps you're not a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, but you got enough of it in you.
Everyone has a level of narcissism in them.
Correct.
I have a bit of it. You, on the other hand,
I don't have any considerable amount of narcissism.
Oh,
no, you have no concept of what you're talking about. Anyway,
I've been through it.
The other thing that we can do is, and I'm going to try something here that we haven't done in a while. I'm going to go live, it's not live. This is actually from about an hour ago with NBC as they began to report on the nomination of, I think it's Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
Mayor.
Sotomayor.
And that's the last name.
That's the last name, is Sonia.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
She is the individual that the president this morning nominated to be the next Supreme Court justice. Now, she has to be vetted. She has to go through, she has to go through all the things with the Senate and everything. But to learn a little bit more about her, let's see if we can run this program and have you hear some of the things about her. We were talking a little bit about Sonia. And the guy on NBC pronounced it different.
Mayor, he said Mayor.
Mayor?
Yeah, he said Sotomayor.
That's
probably more accurate, I would imagine.
Yeah, that does sound more Latino. Mayor rather than mayor.
Yeah, Mayor sounds much more accurate.
Sotomayor, she is the new nominee from Barack Obama for the bench, and she has some background. She was nominated by Bill Clinton in 97 to the Second Circuit District Court. Then Bush 1 put her on the U.S. District Court.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has been nominated for the United States Supreme Court. So she certainly has followed the professional track or career track, if you would, as far as learning about being a judge and working in different circuits and judgeships and things like that.
Beats the heck out of her boss in terms of having qualifications. You know, he didn't even work in a Dairy Queen, so.
Are you talking about Barack Obama?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's her boss, obviously. I mean, the guy doesn't...
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court doesn't work for the president.
They are a separate branch. They are a separate branch of the United States. I understand that.
I'm just saying. You know, it's just at least she apparently does. My biggest concern. I've got a couple of concerns. Number one, and it's already been touted by the media. You know, he's gone out there. He's reaching out to individuals that buy into his agenda, his bleeding heart liberal agenda, his socialistic agenda. And so she's on the liberal side of things, and obviously she's got to be confirmed, I guess. So she's got to go through that vetting process, and what with most individuals being on the Democratic side, it's pretty easy to assume she's probably going to get through without too much trouble. But again, if she's going to continue his agenda, I don't know that that's really a good deal right now. You know, they say it's unprecedented, Hispanic. Okay, well, yippee. All right.
Well, but do you think that having an Hispanic on the Supreme Court is bad? I mean, is it not time to have that a segment of our population recognized as, I mean, what is it, 20% of America is Hispanic? I mean, I think it's time that we had somebody on the bench representing, holding them responsible.
You know, here's holding who responsible?
The Hispanics.
Holding them responsible?
Yeah, because
or
maybe,
furthering their agenda?
Well, all right. What's their agenda?
I'm not quite sure at this point. What I'm trying to say is this. In this country, when it was originally founded, individuals came here because we were called a melting pot of different nationalities, whether it was Hispanic, whether it was British, whether it was Irish or Scottish or anything like that. And it was a melting pot where we all melted together, and we weren't concerned about a particular group of individuals' personal agendas. Now, I'm Hispanic, and I want things to be pushed through for the Hispanics, or I'm German and I want things to be pushed through for Germans. See, what's happened in this country is we've gone from becoming a melting pot into a big salad bowl. I mean, I can identify a Hispanic from a German, or a German from an Irish, or an Irish from a Scottish, because we all want to have our own separate identities. And so my concern, frankly, is the fact, you know, is she going to further an agenda of a salad bowl mentality or a melting pot mentality?
Right.
And the second part of that is she going to continue the agenda that Mr. Obama has already started in this country?
All right, you threw two questions at me. Let's take the first one first. I am as frustrated as I think a lot of middle-aged white men of my age, I'm 50 years old, with the Hispanics in this country. And what they seem to ask for, demand, receive, steal from us. Because if you're in this country illegally, mm-hmm. and you are working, you are stealing from the American people. And I would challenge anyone on that question.
Yep.
And by the way, phone lines are open. 1-888-463-6748. If you disagree, for gosh sakes, I always say, if I'm wrong, bring it on. But
it's rare that I'm wrong, so go ahead and bring it on anyway. But
to me, what we've gotten in the last 20, 25 years, maybe more, is we have been overrun with Hispanics and Latinos who think that they can just march into this country and bring their, in so many ways, their pathetic, lazy, entitled type of attitude. Now, Rooster,
mm-hmm.
if we get somebody on the Supreme Court who is Hispanic and Latino, maybe what we'll get is we will get a division between those wannabe Americans who won't pay the tab to become a legal citizen, and those Hispanics who say we want to be a legitimate, recognized part of America, and we are going to work now with our communities to make sure that we speak one language, and that's English, that we love our country, America, more than we love Mexico, and that there is a division among Latinos and Hispanics is saying, you know, you are illegal. You're not good enough. You don't want to follow the rules. You want to break the laws. You're not part of this club.
One would hope that she would take that position. I'm concerned that she will or will not. Mac, I hate to say this on the air. Did we lose our sound in any way?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Just sound like it kind of died. We lost the background noise, so maybe that's a good thing. You know, again, it's too soon to tell. There we go. Now I hear it again. It's too soon to tell. Has she come up through the ranks? We talked about this earlier. Yes, she has. Is it possible that she's going to be more liberal for benefits for individuals coming in from Hispanic areas? I don't know. It's too early to tell. Let's see what happens during the vetting process. Let's see where it goes from there. Let's see what's brought up. Let's see what some of her previous rulings have had to say. I mean, you know, she's had she has had rulings on abortion, which was a hot subject for us last week. Okay. I believe what her position was that the government is free to favor the anti-abortion position over the pro-choice position and can do so with public funds. Frankly, I don't agree with her, but you probably would in that particular case. You know, we just need to see what some of her background and some of her past rulings have said about who she is. And she was just nominated, so neither one of us have had an opportunity to do much reading about her. I'm curious to see what has her past rulings been, as she said on the bench. Absolutely right. She has gone up through the ranks. She's moved up through the ranks. She's got, she's a Yale graduate. She's scored high in her class. I mean, she's not at the bottom of her class when she graduated from college. You know, she's 54 years old. She's been around for a while, longer than you and I, for that matter. So I would like to think that maybe she would have some experience as far as that goes. I saw it was Princeton, evidently. She graduated from Spelman High in the Bronx and earned her AB from Princeton. And then Princeton, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. She's from Princeton.
Somebody on the chat room made the comment, Mac, I have a friend who hires illegals, and he says they're very hardworking people.
Okay.
Well, why does anybody hire illegals?
Okay,
I don't understand that.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, you're going to really think that I'm taking a twisted position here. When I lived in Houston, Texas, and perhaps this is a sad commentary for we as Americans. First of all, everybody understands my position is if you're here illegally, okay, and taking benefits away from my family, you need to go home, wherever your home may be. Whether it's Mexico or Germany or France, I don't care. But it tends to be more from the Hispanic, it's Mexico, crossing our border into California, Texas, down in that area. Now, I will tell you, when I lived in Texas for 5 years, some of the hardest working individuals that would work on my yard, I could go to a street corner on an area called Kirkendall, and with my pickup truck, pull in there, and within 5 minutes, I'd have 10 guys loaded in the back of my pickup truck, take them to my house if I wanted ponds dug, flower beds cleaned out, and put them to work $7 an hour, okay, pay them cash, feed them lunch, give them plenty of water to drink, and they were the hardest workers that I'd ever found. Now, how many times do you see on a street corner unemployed white guys, okay, that are standing on the street corner ready to jump in a pickup truck today? Nope, you're not seeing it. So, yeah, from that perspective, that's true. There are very, very hardworking people. All I'm saying is do it legally. Be here legally. And if that guy is hiring illegals just because they're hard workers, that's wrong too. And that person, just like Postville, okay, remember the Postville deal in Iowa?
A little over a year ago,
they were hiring illegal aliens to be here and work, and they would work in the most terrible of conditions. That was wrong. It wasn't those people's fault that were working there. We perpetuate the problem as employers if we continue to hire them, and we should not do that.
But we have to begin to punish the employers, which Agreed. They are doing in Postville. I mean, basically, the people who owned that plant, they lost it. They had so many lawsuits and so many federal indictments and everything like that, they lost it, and it was resold. What I've heard from people who live in that area, they just traded an apple for an apple. They didn't. They just got another operator that operates the business very similar to how the last one did.
I like what Weston Moingal said. What if he can't get legal Americans to work for $15 an hour?
But you can.
But well, hold on. Here's a sad. You know, I'm going to kind of work with her on this. It's a sad commentary in this country when we have unemployment benefits. If a white guy, and I'm just saying a white guy, okay, is unemployed and he can go down and get unemployment benefits, we have a group of lazy Americans. I mean, we really do. And if he can't get them at $15 an hour, that's partially our fault, too. Not only the employer, but it's a bunch of lazy white guys that won't go out and work because they don't want to do that kind of work. How many people want to go to work in Postville in a plant like that? When I was 18 years old, I worked at a packing house because I needed the job. And I did all of that dirty work. Now it's hard to find anybody that'll do that. So it's also we as the American people, because we got this benefit and that welfare benefit, why should we go to work?
It's 27 minutes past the hour, and we are live in MaxWorldLive.com. And we are on not only MaxWorldLive.com, but on TalkZone.com. And we encourage you to call in or join the chat whenever you can, 1-888-463-6748. I just got a note from one of our producers that people don't call in and participate very much on the internet when it comes to the phone. They don't engage themselves, and I don't understand that. If you're passionate about great talk radio, that means you want to join into the conversation. So I would encourage you over this break to call in and become a part of this conversation. Do you think that a Latino Supreme Court justice is going to take this country in the right direction or the wrong direction? It's your voice I want to hear. 1-888-463-6748. Here live, starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God, I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer.
giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy. Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888. Go for it.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Want to remind you that if you continue to listen on MaxWorldLive.com, we have what we call local and live all day long. And there are different programs coming to you live from our studios right here in the heart of America. And they are programs on passion. And Jonathan Narcisse, who is a local activist, does a little show called Jonathan's Front Porch, and he's on from 11 to 12:30. And then from 12:30 to 2 o'clock, Michael Libby from Inside on Business is on, and he talks about business and advertising and marketing and things like that. And then different people come in throughout the day and grab different shows.
I think Scott Turner's coming on 3 to 4 today, isn't he? Isn't he on today for insurance needs and that type of thing?
I believe he is, yes. And from 2 to 3 today, we've got a brand new show that's starting, and that is Rawphoria. And one of the big movements in this country is to start eating better and start eating more natural foods. I don't think you realize, even though we all live here in the heart of America, how excuse me, how much our food has different elements to it that are not good for us, whether they be sugars or whether they be carbohydrates. We're not eating at all what our body was designed to eat. We're eating processed foods. We're eating foods that are canned and frozen and, well, just not the best things for us. But that's the world we live in. We live in a fast food, drive-up window world. And even the food that we get from Hy-Vee or Dahl's or your local grocery store simply is not as good for you as it used to be. So Robin will be in today from 2 to 3, and she'll be talking about raw foods and how good they are for you and how our bodies shouldn't eat so much processed food. That'll all be coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Not on TalkZone.com, but you can find that on MaxWorldLive.com, and we appreciate you listening to that. 1-888-463-6748, that's the number to call if you want to chime into our conversation today. 1-888-463-6748. And we're talking about Barack Obama's latest, well, not his latest, his first nominee for the Supreme Court. And that is a young lady by the name of Sonia Sotomayor. And she is a Latino, Hispanic, was nominated to the circuit, Second Circuit.
Anytime Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
Thank you. In 1997 by Uncle Bill Clinton.
Is that what I'm supposed to do, is help you whenever you get tongue-tied or something like that? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Just want to make sure.
And George Bush 1 put her into the U.S. District Court back in 2000. When would he have come? I guess he would have. No. It was George Bush 2.
George Bush 2 nominated her, yes.
Yeah. And so the question I would have is a Hispanic Supreme Court justice going to help this country or hurt it, in your opinion? And it is your opinion I want to hear, of course. 1-888-463-6748. You can also always join the chat at MaxWorldLive.com. It's right there, and you can chime in and let us know what you think. But, Rooster, do you think it's going to be better or worse?
Well, here's the thing. It's already been proven, okay, in reality, that she's a far-left judicial activist, okay? And it's proven by her own statements that she says courts make policy, okay? Courts don't make policy, all right? They rule, but they don't make policy. Liberals would say that the courts make policy. She doesn't make policy. The courts don't make policy. And she said that several times. You know, again, my concern is that we are more and more moving individuals in positions of power, okay, and giving them more power than they really should have or was intended for them to have in that particular situation.
West Des Moines gal says, remember to mention that Rooster does not like her because she is not pro-baby killing.
West Des Moines gal, you're absolutely right. And I did mention that. That was one of her major rulings, is that she backed that no pro-life or pro-choice. It was all pro-life. You're absolutely right. And no, I don't like her because of that.
So you're telling me that she is a conservative when it comes to pro-life. She is not a pro-choice person.
You know, again, legislate, legislate, legislate. All right? And when you legislate no abortions, period, the end, okay? Bottom line, you open the door for a lot of back alley problems.
It
needs to be pro-choice.
We've been there. We don't want to go down that road.
I don't either. I'm with you, Matt.
You don't make a law, okay, so people don't break the law. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I think our country is as messed up as it is right now. Even though it's the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Yes.
I still think on a scale of 1 to 10, compared to every other country in this godforsaken rock, we're still a 9 or a 10. But I don't want to be rated on a curve. I want to be rated on excellence. And I don't think we're much beyond a 5 right now. If we're rating ourselves on excellence.
I have to agree. And if we were rating different areas, number one, education. I mean, how far down on the pole are we in education? It's called the dumbing down of America. And it's all of our faults. Okay? You can't look at the president and say it's his fault. You can't look at Congress and say it's his fault. It's our fault. And, of course, that's another show and another subject about the dumbing down of America as far as that goes. But again, I consider her to be very liberal on the basis of some of her prior rulings. We just have to see, Mac. I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, and what did I hear over the weekend? That one of the other Supreme Court justices has said he's probably going to also step down here in the next year or so.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Who was that?
Well, I don't have all the facts.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I just saw something flash across the screen this weekend that somebody else was thinking about stepping down, which would give Barack Obama then one more nominee here in his first term. Because the terms, you know, what Barack Obama does in his first term as president is going to be very different from what he does in his second term should he be reelected.
Agreed.
And I think the danger for this country really comes from his second term, not his first. Not his first 100 days, but his second term, should he be elected. That is when it's going to be very dangerous for us in this country, because he will have nothing to lose but to implement his socialistic and left-leaning ways. And we saw this a little bit, quite frankly, with Ronald Reagan the other way. Reagan's second term with Newt Gingrich and all that probably took this country a little more conservative than those of us in the middle would have liked to see.
Yeah, but the deal with Ronald Reagan was this, with President Reagan was this. He understood that he had to work on both sides of the aisle. He understood, Democrat or Republican, he had to defer to the Democrats when it made sense. He had to accept good decisions that they made. While now it seems like, and if I'm wrong, again, call in, chat us up, whatever, but it seems like the Democrats, Obama, are very one-sided. We're just it's my way or the highway. That's the way I feel. That's his, you know what, not feel. That is his attitude. His attitude is he's got his nose up in the air, and it's his way or the highway. If you don't like it, Mac, tough titty kitty, it's out of here. It don't matter. And he is surrounding himself by individuals that, have you ever noticed a person that lacks self-confidence?
Uh-huh.
And so to make themselves feel better, what do?
They put other people down.
Well, or that's true too, but they also surround themselves with people that they can do what to?
Well, manipulate.
They can manipulate and control them. And what I think we're seeing right now is a man that lacks some level of self-confidence. I know he's a great orator and speaker and all of that, But I think he's surrounding himself with individuals that he can control and manipulate to get what he wants. And you're right. The first 4 years, he's going to get everybody in position. Folks, look out. The second 4 years, if he comes back, frankly, I think we're screwed. Socialism at its best will happen at that point.
1-888-463-6748. Those are the numbers you can call if you'd like to join us in the conversation today. 1-888-463-6748. Also, if you go to maxworldlive.com, there is a chat in front of us. And West Des Moines gal asked me, Mac, what things did Reagan do in his second term that you believe took us too far to the right? Well, I think Newt Gingrich and his plan for America, or I don't remember exactly what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took us too far to the right when it came to some of the corporate tax incentives. They called them incentives. They were really tax cuts. Some of the things that he made with the FCC and the deregulation that he had. Also, I'm not sure whether Mr. Reagan handled the whole situation correctly with the airline controllers, because when that came back, I don't think it brought us a stronger FAA. I'm afraid it brought us a weaker FAA. It made Reagan look, and I think that was in his first term, actually. I think it made Reagan look tough, and I think Reagan stood up hard, especially against the unions, which was very, very, very hypocritical for him, because he used to be the head of the actors union. And then he came out and he really stomped on the union for the traffic controllers.
I don't think that that was hypocritical at all. Quite frankly, I think here was a man that understood something needed to be done, and he wasn't going to allow a group of people to shut down the country. He wasn't going to allow them to continue to do that. Also, the corporate tax cuts that you're talking about, are you kidding? First of all, right now we're giving out over $2 trillion in stimulus packages. Frankly, it should be going the other way. We need to go back to Reaganomics, not to what we're doing right now. We need to go back to what Reagan was doing, which led us into a better economy, coming out of a terrible economy. He turned the country around.
He did. But as I stated earlier, I think his second term, he took it a little bit too far. Let's go to the phones where Jeff is standing by. Jeff, you're live in Max World here in MaxWorldLive.com. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
Hey, Mac. This is your buddy, Jeff in Ames. Hey, Rooster's starting to scare me. He's, he's kind of taking this mentality that, we just need to sit back and see what they're going to do. We know what they're going to do, not just what they're going to do, but once they get in power, it's too late. You're looking at a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. You can't wait and see back. You can't get rid of that judge. You have to go off of what they have done in the past, because that's what they're going to do in the future.
Jeff, I don't disagree with you at all. What I was saying there was I don't have enough facts about her background. We just hit a couple of points here, the abortion issue being one. The firefighters is one that they haven't even made a determination on that she was involved with. But let me ask you this question, okay? I'm not saying sit back and wait, but tell me, Bubba, what do we do? Tell me what you would do right now. What control do you have to fix this? You can't say that you can or cannot be nominated. What do we do?
Are you talking to Jeff?
Asking Jeff that. Yeah, sorry.
I think that what we need to do is we need to, the only time that we have a conversation or see these people during, the people from Washington is during election cycles. And I think that that's a problem that we have as Americans is we don't, we put these people, in Washington. We put these people in the House in Iowa, and we're supposed to be who they listen to. And I think that we need, as a society, have taken this whole I'm going to take the back seat type of attitude where, I'm not going to exercise, and that's off the topic, but that's the same thing. I'm just going to try to take a pill, or I'm not feeling well today, I'm just going to take a pill. And we put these people in Congress, and we just sit back and say, hey, you know what's going to happen? Look how actively companies are with lobbyists. That's because they get their way. And we need to be Americans and stand up and say, hey, you know what? That's our right. That's not your right. And so getting a hold of your congressman, talking to your congressman, beating the door down, putting the poor mailman where they have to back a truck in to give him all your mails, that's what we need to do. And we need to make these people accountable when they come and they do speaking sessions. We need to be there and say, hey, you know what? What's going on with this? Why isn't this? And when it comes election cycle, we as Americans also need to, instead of listening to all the commercials and having people go in and say, oh, you know, Grassley, he's been there a while. He must be doing a good job because he's been there. We need to say, hey, wait a minute. No. If this is his record.
Hey, Jeff, what we are is a country of lazy people. We don't do that, though. That's the bottom line. We don't do that. We're a country of lazy people that will not check the facts out, will not investigate a person's background. So, quite frankly, I love everything that you're saying, but guess what? Don't matter. It's not going to happen.
This is the thing. This is the bad thing about that, is that's how Obama got elected. He had bad people go out and get voter registration. You have to be active. You have to, because he even showed that you can get elected. You can get the votes from people that really don't care if you get in their face.
Let me give an example. Howard Stern went out and did some interviews prior to the election, went to Harlem and said, what do you think about that Barack Obama guy? And said, what do you think of that illustrious career he had in the military? And when they came back, said, oh, yeah, he was put in prison in Vietnam and all of this kind of stuff. See, that's the problem. Nobody knows what the heck they're voting for. I've also heard it on 2020 where they said maybe some people shouldn't be allowed to vote. And I think there might be a test that needs to be given to find out if you know enough. And then at that point, if you pass the test with 90 percentile and above, you get to vote.
Yeah, like the liberals were ever going to let that happen. They want stupid people to vote.
Acorn wants to go to the graveyards and take the names off of the tombstones so they can add extra names, too.
That's right.
Well, I think one of the things, too, is that not only in that pattern, with any business model or anything like that, when you put a plan into effect, you have to control it. And when those politicians aren't doing their job, you need to call them on the carpet. When places like Acorn are doing these things, they need to be prosecuted.
Yeah, but there's liberals out there that say, when I make that statement, they go, it's not Acorn. They were okay. They did fine.
How can they say that? That's a lie.
That's why they're under federal.
But they say that.
Well, but we have to, sometimes we have to be parental a little bit. And when a child lies to us, what do we say to a 9-year-old when they lie? That's not true.
Well, yes, it is.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not, unless you can prove it's true.
I mean, everything about Acorn, William Ayers, Reverend Dumbass Wright, all of these people, it's all been proven. But because we are gullible, and the folks in this country are gullible, they won't listen. And they just see I hate to use this term because I don't think he's pretty, but a pretty face and a silver tongue. Again, I'm sorry, I liken it to Adolf Hitler. He was smooth talking.
Right.
He gave everybody what they wanted to have. I've talked about this before. They were in financial trouble, and he promised to get them out of it. They had an unemployment, and he promised to get them out of it. All of these things, the similarities between the two are enormous. But, Jeff, I'm sorry, you're a lone voice out there. There's not enough tea parties to get it done. I'm terrified. I might be scaring you. I'm scaring myself, for crying out loud. But that's where we're at.
1-888-463-6748. Those are the numbers you can call to join in on our conversation. And I always say it, if we're wrong, bring it on. We absolutely want to hear from you. 1-888-463-6748. You can also join us on our chat at maxworldlive.com. We're talking a little bit about Barack Obama's nomination of a young lady by the name of Sonia Sotomayor. I say that with a Japanese accent, and I don't mean to. It's actually a Latino accent.
Sotomayor.
Very qualified, quite frankly, to be on a federal bench.
Yeah, she got her J.D. from Yale. I did have that right. She got her J.D. from Yale. I mean, she does. She's got some great background, but it's her agenda that disturbs folks.
And specifically, what are some of the points that you found out about her agenda that bother you?
Again, very briefly, let me hit this. First of all, she's very far left because by her own statements, she's made statements that she believes that courts make policy. I mean, let's take that first one. Do you believe that courts should make policy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, but she does.
Well, that makes her wrong for the job because the court If I understand the court's job, it's to interpret the Constitution of the United States.
Yes, but she believes it makes policy. And when we allow the courts to make policy, then we are in deep, deep trouble. That's very far left, very, very far left attitude. The other thing is, and this is on my side, obviously, Max. So you and I ride wing to wing on the court issue. But on the other side, abortion, where she's going, look, you know, bottom line, it's no pro-choice. It's, you know, she's straight pro-life and that the government should put money in to do that. I don't agree with that. Okay?
We have source questions. Are you getting this off of blog information or?
Yeah, some of it's blog, some of it's I'm getting several different places, actually. This one, those two points actually came off of, I hate to admit it, but Wikipedia actually had a very good layout that shows exactly where she was, born in her background, Yale Law School, Princeton University, that type of thing.
So, Wikipedia is a good source. So
well, it is. It is. Yeah. It's probably a better source than some of the blogs, yes.
Well, we thank you for participating today. You'll hear this radio program every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can see the show in HD. I don't know why that's a big deal, but it is. Quite frankly, if you look at some of the other shows that we have, like the show that follows us is not in HD. Jonathan's Front Porch here in MaxWorldLive.com is not in HD. So you'll see a little bit of the difference there. But we do give you the opportunity to participate in many ways. Go to our website and check out our website at maxworldlive.com. And there's a place that you can find out. You can take a look at pictures of the tribe and some of the other shows that are on maxworldlive.com. It's a radio station that broadcasts live. And that is the key. There are many, many websites in which you can go get some really good audio, some really good opinions, but you cannot participate. You can't participate live in a chat, and you can't participate live on the phone. That's what Max World Live is all about. So check us out at maxworldlive.com. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. For Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and thanks for listening to maxworldlive.com.
This is Max World Live at maxworldlive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it. Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.